It's Daily Diary, day two, take two as well. I just started doing another one, and then in talking through my day, realised that I'd bought some shopping and left it in the press conference, so I had to leg back. So this is take two from your Daily Diary. It is the Thursday, and we've just been to Arnold Slot's press conference. Curtis Jones spoke as well. So that's been the first sort of official engagement of the day. We got up this morning and went and got some breakfast. Loads of people told us to go to a place called Pamela's for pancakes, so we did, and it was excellent. So thank you to all those people who gave those tips, including various taxi drivers around Pittsburgh and stuff like that. So we went to Pamela's in a nice part of town, the Strip District, it's called. Very cool space. Would be nice to go back a little bit later because it looked like there's some cool bars and stuff like that, but we were morning, so we were pancakes and coffee and orange juice, but it was very nice. Did a little bit of shopping, and then we jumped the taxi out to where we are now, which is basically where the Pittsburgh Steelers train, but they're not training at the moment, they're in the off-season, so they've given up the facilities to Liverpool while they're in town. So quite impressive by the looks of it. But we went in and did a press conference, and on a slot, didn't give a huge amount away. Curtis Jones gave a lot more away. He was a lot more forthright. He's really excited to work with the new manager, which is dead interested. You know, he was obviously not talking down the last fellow who did really well, but talked a lot about how it was going to help his game. He felt working with Slot and how he wants to play midfielders getting on the ball and making things happen a lot more rather than being kind of facilitators, really, which is what they were for a long time under Jürgen when he was there. So that was really interesting. He was on good form, Curtis. I mean, he's a confident lad, isn't he, Craig? I'll bring you in. He's a confident boy, Curtis Jones. He backs himself, but I think he does seem to really feel like the manager and how he plays is going to suit him down to the ground.